Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. If you've been self-employed and selling on eBay for a year or more, it's time to give yourself a break, as in a real vacation. Jennifer Crowder is known on eBay as, get ready, Boston_fashion_house. That's Boston_fashion_house. And Jennifer's here now to tell us how to make that vacation stress-free. Boy, I could really stand to listen to this segment. Jen, how does a small business owner take the first step towards a worry-free vacation?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Good afternoon. Well, the first thing you do is obviously just book those tickets. Sometimes you just have to go for it and block out a week or two out of your schedule and just say, you know what, I'll worry about everything after. And so that's exactly what I did. And then obviously the stress came in. I was like, what am I going to do? Who's going to watch my business? Am I going to have to shut it down? But I actually just stepped back once I had everything booked, and I decided the first thing I was going to do is prepare my staff for my departure, which is hard when you're self-employed because you want to, you know, kind of alpha. I have kind of my hands in everything. So it's hard sometimes to let go. So I think the first thing definitely would be to let go and prepare your staff.
So just relax.
Just relax.
So is there an alternative to just closing your eBay store?
Well, definitely. I think one of the alternatives to closing the eBay store is hire someone that's reliable or get family or friends to help you out while you're gone. I know a lot of people do close their eBay store, and I understand that, especially if you don't have a staff or you have no one reliable to help you. But I think that there is definitely alternatives.
So what would one do?
I go through a placement agency, and I'll hire a contract employee. And what I'll do is I'll bring them in usually about a month before I go away, and I'll train them completely on how to find the inventory, how to ship it, how to answer emails on eBay. And it's usually someone that has dabbled in eBay. And that way, I also have this person in my Rolodex. So that way, when I go away again, if they worked out well, I can rehire them.
What do you do, Griff?
Well, I don't have staff, so I don't have to worry about that. But I do, if I'm going to be gone for more than 2 days, I put all of my listings on store vacation mode because they're all fixed price, and I lock my garage and hope it's still there when I come back.
Oh, that would be something too. You don't want any auctions when you leave.
Well, yeah, because auctions they play out. So
and a lot of times they sell at the last minute of the auction.
Right.
You don't want to be in Italy when you get
this
a sale.
But you can also schedule your auctions to end right before you return as well.
That's a good idea.
That way you're not losing out on that potential revenue.
So if you're coming home on a Wednesday, schedule your auctions to end on Thursday?
Correct.
Got it.
That's what I would do, yeah.
So how do you handle a crisis when you're halfway across the world?
This is funny because it actually happened 4 times while I was gone. So I just got back from St. Martin last Sunday, and I was gone for a total of 12 days.
Did you check your email all the time? And
So I decided not to get the international calling plan just because I really didn't want to get phone calls several times a day. I didn't want to be that accessible because this was a true vacation in every sense. I didn't force while I was gone. Usually on vacations, like if I go to like Vegas or I go anywhere where there's thrift stores, I always thrift to justify some of the expenses while I'm gone. But this was actually a real vacation. I didn't do anything business related. And so I did check my email probably when I woke up in the hotel and maybe like once or twice, maybe when I'm having lunch or dinner, but that was about it. And so one interesting thing that happened was my employee had trouble finding 4 items out of all the items I sold, which isn't bad. It's a small percentage, but she emailed me, oh my God, I can't find this. I'm going to refund them right away. I'm like, no. And so before she even, asked me, hey, is this, could this be an alternative location? She went ahead and refunded them right away. And I was like, oh no. So I messaged her right back. I said, okay, I need to come up with a plan if this happens again. So what I did was I sent her a template response. I'm sorry, but we're having trouble locating this in our warehouse. I will be back from vacation on so-and-so day. Would you mind waiting the additional 2 days so I can look for the product, or would you like a refund? And that prompted response helped, because every person, there were three more items. So every buyer was like, no, that's fine. Enjoy your vacation. Just let me know when I get back. And that saved $200. That was $200 of items that I would have lost the revenue for. But those three buyers were okay waiting those additional couple days till I got home so I could locate the items.
Wonderful. So that was an automatic response, or did your employee just send them out for you?
I sent her, in response to her automatically emailing someone, I said, no, if this happens again while I'm gone, don't email me. Don't let me know you can't find it. Send this. And I sent a paragraph. I said, copy and paste this to the customer. And so that's what she did. She copied and pasted the paragraph I had written out that says, I apologize, we can't find items, so on and so forth. And it worked. So it was nice not to be contacted, say, I can't find this item, you know, because I really don't want to hear that. I want to be on the beach drinking rum punch.
Oh, it sounds nice.
Sounds like fun.
I don't even drink, but that sounds nice.
So vacation.
What if somebody can't afford to close their eBay store?
Well, I always believe in not putting all your eggs in one basket. I think it's really good to diversify your business, whether it's selling on several different platforms, maybe some sort of drop shipping, maybe having an ebook out there, some extra sort of revenue. So that way, if you have to close your eBay store because you can't do the physical shipping, you may have some wholesale product in a drop ship warehouse. That way, you can keep part of your business open. You can continue to have money coming in.
Good idea. Any bonus tips for us?
We like bonus tips.
Well, I can tell you right now, there's several reasons why I take a week-long vacation every year. Last night, I participated in a webinar with John Lawson, and he said a quote, and I said, I'm going to use this on the radio tomorrow because it's really good. New perspective equals new innovation. And I really believe in that when you go away and you kind of set yourself apart from your business, you really can refresh yourself, refresh your creativity. You increase your productivity when you return, and I think it really reduces your stress. Like, Griff, you know, you're from Massachusetts.
Yes.
How stressful this area of the country is.
It's that stressful.
In what way? Just the weather?
Oh, I'll give you a great example. So I come home from St. Martin. I'm all happy. I'm tan. I'm, like, ready to go. I'm rejuvenated, ready to dive back into business. Some old lady flips me off on the road on the way home from the airport. I'm like, really?
It's so Massachusetts.
You know what I did? I looked over at her, and I just waved at her. I'm like, nothing's going to ruin this. I'm just in a happy mood. But it really is.
But you have to remember, that's a Bostonian or Massachusetts, or as we call them, massholes. That's their way of saying hello. Have a nice day. Hey!
It's like read between the lines, you know?
Right. I'm not reading. I'm just giving you one finger. Yay!
You know, after the eBay radio party is over, okay, yeah. So I get there on a...
Is it ever over?
I get there on Saturday.
Never.
Okay, I get there on Saturday.
I know.
Meet with my staff on Sunday, because Monday's a big work day for us because the event starts on Tuesday, all right? So by the time it's over Thursday night, I am just ready to just... you know, go to sleep for 4 days. So what John and I do is we actually take a 4-day vacation beginning with Friday when the event's over. I have to usually go into the office of the hotel and divvy up money and stuff Friday morning. And then from Friday, and then we don't come home till Tuesday, and we just relax, sleep late, whatever we want to do.
Mm.
It isn't enough.
Yeah.
Because I have just spent a week working on this thing. Actually, we've spent months, but you know what I mean. I've been out of town for a week. Vacations are so important, people. She mentioned it. You get a new perspective when you come back.
Oh, yeah.
But many of us don't take real vacations, Griff.
I know, I'm one of those people.
We work while we're gone.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually going to... I had so much fun on this vacation. I felt so rejuvenated. I'm actually booking and going the same time this time next year. Because it just did wonders for me. It did wonders for my family, too, because I was out there for ropes. I was like, I need a vacation.
You were away from them?
I was away from my daughter. She's 15. And luckily, my father took care of her for me. Bless his heart. But it's a tough age. Anyone who has kids or nieces and nephews, they'll know 15 is a really tough age. And I needed a vacation away from
everything. It's okay for a mother to say that, by the way.
We needed to separate. And, you know, honestly, it strengthened our relationship. I think it's really good. You know, she appreciated me more because nothing got done around the house while I was gone. But, there's a lot of really good positive things to take in a vacation.
You know, a big corporation like eBay, they have them take like a month off every now and then. How often? Every 5 years, Griff? I mean, you have your regular vacations each year.
Yeah, you accrue vacation, but it's called the sabbatical. Mm-hmm. And mine starts in June 1st, I think, that I have a year
going?
To take it. I don't know. I never, you know, I haven't taken one in 5 years.
And June 1st, did you say?
Yeah, I can take it starting in June 1st to May 30th the next year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. What, you thought I was not going to be there? She's like panicking. There's eBay Radio.
Come to your house.
I got to tell you something. eBay Radio would be fine without Griff.
Are you kidding me?
Sure would be.
You guys are like salt and pepper.
You got to be kidding
me. You guys work together.
Yeah, we're salt and pepper. Push it real good.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's funny.
I pushed it. Yeah, without you. I pushed it real good.
Sure, we can do eBay Radio without you. Sure.
You could.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you could.
No, we can't.
Yes, you could.
We cannot. So, listen,
you might think
really
that I only say
enjoyed,
these things.
Jennifer, having you on. Thank you. It was
Thanks,
fun.
Jennifer.
Thanks, guys.
This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites, all in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.